Om Shanti. 21st November 2018, Wednesday. Today's blessing is, may you be free from carelessness and become an example by wearing correct glasses for self-progress. May you be free from carelessness and become an example by wearing correct glasses for self-progress. The children who simply check themselves with a broad head wear glasses of carelessness. All they can see is that whatever they do, it is a lot. I am better than this one or that one. Even the well-known souls have a few weaknesses. However, those who check themselves with honest hearts wear correct glasses for self-progress. They simply see the Father and themselves. They do not see what a second or third person is doing. They simply have the concern of having to change themselves. They become example for others. So Baba is telling us two types of glasses. The first type is glass of carelessness, and second is glasses of self-progress. These are the two spectacles Baba is talking about. Those who wear the first type of glasses, that is glasses of carelessness, what they do, they see others, they see their weaknesses, they see their seniors, and they say that even these seniors have got a lot of weaknesses, and they feel that we have done a lot, and they feel that there are many things we have done, a lot of service, and it's enough. So there is a pseudo sense of self-complacency here. So that is the first group of people. You can divide this entire yakya in these two categories. There are those who are wearing this first type of spectacles, and there are others who are wearing the spectacle of self-progress, self-advancement, self-betterment in comparison to those who are wearing the spectacle of self-regression, self-retreat, self-decline, self-deterioration. So these are the two broad categories we can see here. So those who wear the spectacle of self-progress, they see themselves, they see Father, they work on their own weaknesses, and they have only one aim: to progress, to go ahead. And they become example for others to follow. So this is the one group of people, and this is a very small group. While this group is bigger group, it's a human tendency to see others and to follow them. It's a human tendency to see. In one of the Avyakta Murlis, Baba has made a very strong statement. Baba asked the questions, what is the difference between children and the father? And Baba answered himself, if there is a child and he has got 9 weaknesses and 1 speciality, Baba sees that speciality. And children, if somebody has got 9 specialities and 1 weakness, children see that one, no, those, that one weakness, and they forget these 9 specialities. So this is the difference between the father and the children. So now, here, what spectacle I am wearing? That is the most important question. In the world, people wear spectacle for various reasons. Some of them are medical reasons, like corrective, vision correction. Some are for safety purposes. Some are for fashion. Some are anti-glare. Some are 3D spectacles. If you have to see certain 3D movies, so spectacles abound. This is a new spectacle which Baba is talking of today. And many of the Murlis have talked about spectacles. So the first spectacle is seeing others, seeing their weaknesses, finding out where they are lacking, and have a false sense of pride, or whatever you call, that I am better off than others. My Amrit Vela is better than those people who are not even getting up, or those who are spending their Amrit Vela in sleep and slumber. My Murli churning is better than those who just listen Murli. My whole day is better than others who spend their lot of time. So, outward vision. Energy is flowing outward. In English they say, wherever eyes go, energy flows. Wherever your vision goes, energy flows. Whenever I see something, my energy is flowing. If suppose I see any picture, my energy, that picture is attracting. If that picture is inducing soul consciousness in me, I become powerful. And if that picture is vicious, that picture pulls my energy. So what we see with these eyes is very important. In the latest Avyakta Murli, Baba talked about picture, and in that picture he talked about 5 lines of fortune of that picture. The first line is of forehead, that indicates your mental stage. The second line is of spiritual vision, and the third line is of smile, that indicates all attainments, and that indicates contentment. The fourth line is of elevated karma, elevated action through hands, line of hands. And the fifth line is of following Srimat, the power of following Srimat. That is every step. So there was a 5 lines. So here is your fortune, and that is your picture. And in between is the pen of experience. And in between is the paper of action. So how much you convert this into this? That's what Baba said. And the second thing was spiritual vision, soul conscious vision. So what I see with my eyes, how to make the vision spiritual, this Ruhani Drishti, spiritual vision, has got 2 components. One, seeing soul, and another, seeing specialities. Whenever I see flaws, defects, imperfections, that's not spiritual vision. And when I see body, gross body, and get attracted towards the fake beauty of the so-called body, That is body conscious vision. So soul conscious vision has got two components, soul and specialities. So here, those who wear the spectacle of carelessness, they see how much others are lacking and how much others are far behind them. One of the Jewish mystic was asked one, what is the definition of spirituality? And he said, spirituality means and ahead, and ahead, and more, go ahead, and go ahead. Don't stop anywhere. That is spirituality. The moment you stop at any one point of time, your growth is halted there. So spirituality, whatever you get, these are just the milestones. Some vision, that's a milestone. Some good experience, that's a milestone. Some success in service, that is just a milestone. Some touchings, some praise, some appreciation, some recognition, some acknowledgement. All these are just the milestones of spirituality. That is not the goal. The goal is far ahead. To think that I have attained a lot, to think that this is enough. Spirituality means not enough. Spirituality means go ahead. Spirituality means whatever you have achieved, whatever you have known, that's but a drop. A very small drop. In yesterday's Sakar Murli, Baba said, God is ocean of love. And what is the drop of that love? Man, mana, bhava and madhyaji bhava is just a drop. It's just a drop. So to think that what I have achieved, what I have known, what I have understood is just a drop. One of the disciples of Mahatma Buddha once asked him, Lord, do you think that in last 40 years you have imparted all the knowledge that is there in the world? When Ananda asked this question to Buddha, he Lord, because Buddha was preaching for 40 years, more than 40 years, traveling extensively from one place to another. So his close disciple who was there with him right from day one, he asks him, do you think that you have given us all the knowledge? Because Buddha had been speaking morning one sermon, evening and throughout the day also. So Buddha says to him, okay, let me take you to one place. And he takes him to one forest. And there are so many trees over there and so many leaves dried, parched up, fallen down, lying scattered here and there. So Buddha takes few leaves in his hand and he tells him, look at this jungle and look at so many trees around and there are so many leaves and whatever I have said till now, whatever knowledge I have given is this much, just a handful. Even one of the Murlis Baba has said, whatever I have told you till now is but a drop in an ocean, just a drop. So to have that thing that I have known, I have understood, that indicates immaturity. Spiritual maturity means there are many things to know, many experiences to have, many paths yet untrodden, many ways yet uncharted. So to have that feeling is to wear the glass of self-progress, self-advancement, self-betterment, self-progression, self-increase, not self-decrease. And to wear this glass of self-carelessness is to see others, see their faults, and to keep that sense that I am better. Spirituality is in fact a stage of intense divine discontent. Though we say that we are the jewels of contentment, And we say that the worldly people are discontented and worldly people are dissatisfied. But before our dissatisfaction, their dissatisfaction is nothing. We are greatly dissatisfied souls. Divinely dissatisfied souls. And we should be divinely dissatisfied souls. A divine discontent, a divine restlessness, a divine intoxication, a divine propellant that tells me that I have to go, I have to go, I have to go. What I have done is nothing. Is this the embodiment? Is it what Baba wants? I am not satisfied with what? I am not. This is an internal spiritual stage of the soul. We are not discussing or talking about outside things, material things. We don't want any material things. Worldly people are dissatisfied because they lack material things. What is this dissatisfaction? This is a very petty, very cheap, very small dissatisfaction. We are supremely dissatisfied souls. Because our wants are spiritual. Because our wants are not that what the worldly people have. The desire of the moth for the morrow. Something afar from the spear of our sorrow. That's what we want. Something that keeps us restless. Something that tells us, yes, this is not the whole. This is not the ultimate. This is not the complete truth. The truth is far away. The truth is yet hidden. The truth I have to grab, understand, inculcate, and become the very, very embodiment of it. So, what is the definition of carelessness in Brahmin life? To become careless? Yes. Take things as granted. Okay, that is one definition of carelessness. And I can do it. Huh? I'll do it later on. Then everybody is effort maker. Okay. Then examples of carelessness. This is drama is the most misused word in this Brahmin family. They have grabbed this word and they misuse like it right, left and center. Brahmins, they are divinely expert people in usage of words. And they have grabbed certain words like this and they use it for many reasons. So, what is the definition of carelessness for myself? Am I careless? What is care then? What is attention then? In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, for dharna, you need few things. First, bodiless stage. Second, a drop of Manmanabhav. The Vardhan, the blessing, Manmanabhav. That's what you need. Without bodiless stage and without Manmanabhav. Without being Pita Vrata and Pati Vrata, you cannot have dharana. Vrata, devoted only to one husband and devoted only to one father. So your yad, your remembrance should be Pitavrata or Pativrata. Your vessel of intellect should be Pitavrata vessel, Bartan. Then only dharana will happen. Otherwise, we are at what stage of knowledge we are? It is up to us to understand. Knowledge has got three stages: information, knowledge, and wisdom. What I have, is it information just, or it is little what I call gyan? In today's Murli, at one place Baba said, you think nicely over this mistake that God is omnipresent. If he is omnipresent, how will he teach Raj Yoga? Think deeply on this one mistake. So, that is one theoretical knowledge. It is little better than information. One is just information. One has learnt by rote, learnt parrot-like reading, and understood, and calls information as knowledge. In knowledge is little ahead of information, knowledge. And then the third step is wisdom. Wisdom is to become the very embodiment of that knowledge. Wisdom is to become, is the culmination of that knowledge. When person is inculcating that knowledge within himself, and that has become practical. So this gap of theory and practical is totally gone when the wisdom emerges. So what stage of jnana I am? Just information, knowledge, or wisdom? Out of these three stages, where I have reached? To have the clear-cut idea about this is not to be careless. And carelessness, as Baba is saying, to have that comparison with others. Those who are behind us, we compare with them in efforts, in purushartha, and feel that I am much ahead than them. So this act is a dangerous act of self-decline. We don't have to see them. Baba said, those who wear the spectacle of self-progress, they see only two things. Themselves and Baba. That's it. Do not follow brother and do not follow sisters. Because if I start following them, and if I go near them, the familiarity increases and I start seeing their faults and failings. And they are not perfect all the time. I may know 99% about them, but that 1% which is missing and I cannot see, if I see that, probably I may go away from them. I may not like them. So it's about where is my vision focused? On others or on myself? And those who wear the spectacle of self-progress, two, three things about them. They see themselves, they see Father, they are working on their own weaknesses, and they become example for others to follow. One of the yoga drill one can create from this is, you can go to subtle world wearing the vision of carelessness, okay, and stand in front of Baba, and then Baba will take out that spectacle of carelessness and keep aside. And he has got a huge, beautiful optical shop of beautiful spectacles, anti-glare, 3D, safety, and your corrective vision, whether the vision is far-sightedness or short-sightedness, myopic, hypermetropic, or pinhole vision, or whatever. And he is taking that spectacle of self-progress, and he is giving you. And then you start seeing things. And then you can do is, you create a screen. Okay. And in that screen, on that screen, see your one day's life. See your one day's life. What time I get up at Amrit Vela, what I do after that. The period from Amrit Vela till Murli, what I do. Murli, what I do. After that, what I do, how is the food, what is my stage during breakfast, and what is the stage during the karma yoga, and what is my traffic control, and then how is my afternoon, then how is my evening, how is my evening yoga, how is my night food, and how I am going to sleep. With this spectacle, with this new spectacle of self-progress, self-betterment, self-advancement, advancement. See your complete one day's routine. and you will find at some period something is definitely lacking. For example, you might find from 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. something is grossly wrong here. This period. Rest everything is okay. But this one period is one small point of time. Something is wrong, going wrong, amiss here. And I need to work on this 1 hour. Or a night 9 to 10 p.m. See on the screen with this new spectacle. Okay. 3D spectacle, go in the this in that room and as if Baba is showing you a 3D picture of your own life. Okay, so you need special glasses and then see with that magnifying glass, with that penetrating glass. Okay, this is where I am not working. This is where something wrong is happening to me. And this is where probably my nishchay, my sense of surrender, my sense of faith is not so good. So wearing this new spectacle, so this is a very good yoga drill. One can go with a glass of carelessness, seeing others, what they are doing, interfering in their lives, going above. Baba is saying, no, this is, you are not looking good on this. I'll give you a new vision. Why you have come to Baba is a good optician. Baba is also an ophthalmologist, spiritual ophthalmologist, who performs an invisible surgery and takes away your spiritual cataracts and spiritual glaucoma and all those presbyopia, whatever defects you have. All the pterygium which is coming in between. These are the eye conditions. So he is the invisible doctor. He will do some good surgery and then also give a new spectacle and then wear that spectacle throughout the day and see how things are. At night again go to him and then he will tell you something more. Still something are missing. So, you know, this is wearing a good spectacle. So I'll read out again. What Baba is saying is, may you be free from carelessness and become an example by wearing correct glasses for self-progressness. And one more thing, in those glasses, your number should be correct. Otherwise, you have checked your eyes 5 years back and you are wearing the same specs and you say, I can't see, I can't see. You have to keep on checking it. Probably the number has increased. He might also give you certain eye drops of Manmanabhav and Madhyajibhava. Put Manmanabhav here one drop and Madhyajibhava here one drop. And keep on putting multiple times. Putting once is not enough. Sometimes you have to put multiple drops. When the eyes become red and some viral infection or so on. Or a lot of watering, okay? In watering also they give eyes. A lot of crying business is going on within. Crying for everything. This is not good, that is not good. Complaining things. About things, cribbing about small things. So he will give you good eye drops. Multiple, as many as possible. Keep on putting whole day. If you feel sleepy, Baba said put oil. So rather than oil, take two eye drops of. One eye drop, Manmanabhava, second eye drop, Madhyajibhava. These are the two eye drops. So keep on putting those eye drops. So the children who simply check themselves with a broad grow. See, these are one more difference of them. These are the people with honest heart and these are the people with head. This yajna is again divided into two categories. Philosophers and mystics. Those who are brainy with head and those who are with hearts, with emotions, with feelings. These are the two categories. And there are few, they have got mixed. They are brainy also and they are emotional also. So, that is another group. So, basically, philosophers and this. So, Baba is saying, this first group, they are mostly philosophers. They have a broad head. And they wear this, but they wear the glass of carelessness. Because they feel they have become very smart and very clever. So, all they see is that whatever they do, it is lot. Nobody is better than me. I am the best. Holier than thou attitude. I am better than this one or that one. Even the well-known souls, Namigrami, they have got a lot of weaknesses. Even the well-known, famous, distinguished, so-called celebrities, spiritual celebrities, even they have got a lot of weaknesses, flaws, defects. And we are so clever that we find out, we have found out even their flaws. You are such a fool, you can't see things. It's we who are clever. We can see faults, not faults, that is what they are. So, however, those who check themselves with honest hearts. So these are the group, their hearts are honest and they wear correct glasses for self-progress, self-advancement, self-betterment. Self-advancement. They simply see the Father and themselves and do not see what a second or third person is doing. This is such a great Maya in this yagya. The moment one enters into this yagya, this is the first disease that he contracts, seeing others. Because he feels that probably others are doing well. And let me see. And when they find out, they are also doing the same thing. For example, one family who had recently come in Gyan, they used to eat at home in silence. Absolute silence, in mon. They came to Madhuban for the first time and they saw all the people here are talking while eating. They also started a new habit. New habit of knowledge. New habit of knowledge, eating while talking. And lot of pompous celebrations. These are the new rituals of yogya. You know, new rituals. You can have a separate class on that. What are the new rituals of yagya, which were not there before, which have been started now? Birthdays and celebrations and food consciousness and another habit is picnic and all this. I mean, adventure. Which adventure? Trekking and all that. These are the new rituals of yagya, which were not before. So Baba is saying, they see themselves, they don't see other what third and second and third is doing. And when they see others making mistakes, their power to commit mistakes increases. Their courage to commit mistake, their courage to break Srimad increases. Because it also takes courage to break Srimad. Unless and until you see others is breaking Srimad, I can easily break it. I see that traffic control is going on and somebody is walking around. He is such a good Purusharthi. So I also develop that courage to break the Srimad and start talking and doing all those things. So they simply have the concern of having to change themselves. So the only concern they have is self-change, self-transformation, self-metamorphosis. I can't change any single person on this planet Earth. I have to change myself. In today's Murli, there is a powerful statement. Everyone's life history is different. No two life histories are similar. No two biographies are similar. What I am, my history is different, your history is different. I am different, you are different. No two sanskars are similar. Baba never said that two sanskars should become one. Even Mamma and Brahma Baba, their sanskars were entirely different. But Baba said they made a harmony of sanskars. That is a separate thing. But sanskars can never be similar. Brahma is an old man. Mamma is young, Kumari. Brahma, he had five children. Mamma is unmarried. Mamma is younger. Brahma is older. Brahma has a lot of experiences of the world. Mamma has no experience of the world. But still they are talked of as Mamma Baba. Even for example, Didi and Dadi. Their sanskars were entirely different. But everybody said that they are similar. But basically their basic sanskars were entirely different. Another, that is a separate thing that they made a harmony of sanskars. If one said something, other agreed. If another said something, other agreed. If some brother goes to Didi and goes with some problem and he is not satisfied with her solution, then that brother would go to Dadi with the same problem and Dadi would say, if you had gone to her, what she said is final. Don't come to me again. So that's a different thing. So Baba said, become an example for others to follow. Om Shanti.